This is Radio Christian Voice News, your global link.
Lungu family urged not to appeal court's decision to have the remains of ECL repatriated. Political parties urged to hold democratic conventions. And gunmen killed 22 after shooting at baptism ceremony in Niger. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged the family of late former President Edgar Lungu to respect the Pretoria High Court rule in ordering the repatriation of his remains rather than pursuing further appeals. The court yesterday dismissed with cause the Lungu family's application for leave to appeal against an earlier judgment directing the former head of state's body to be returned to Zambia. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said continued appeals would only waste time and resources, noting that government has shown willingness to dialogue while the family has remained rigid. Government has been open to dialogue to resolve the matter, but the challenge has been with the Lungu family, who insists that their wishes take precedence over those of the state, said Mr. Mianda. Mr. Mianda stressed that the prolonged delay in the burial of the late president has stalled several national processes, including opposition party conventions and election preparations. He added that as the former head of state, Mr. Lungu deserves a dignified burial and a peaceful send-off, urging the family to allow the process to proceed without further obstruction.
We see no reason why the family of the former president should go on appealing South Africa. Why don't they respect the judgment that was given in favor of the state? So that at least at the end of the day, the remains of the former head of state can be repatriated into the country. We bury this man and forget. There's a lot that has been stored. That should include politics, because even politicians themselves in the opposition cannot go on and talk about, you know, replacements, talk about leadership, talk about elections freely.
Meanwhile, the Bible Gospel Church in Africa, Bigoka, has appealed for forgiveness and reconciliation between government and the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu to resolve the dispute over his final resting place. Bigoka Deputy Secretary General Bishop Lazarus Shumba expressed concern that bitterness and anger between the two parties had created unnecessary confusion over the burial site. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Bishop Shumba stressed that forgiveness was key to fostering understanding and reconciliation. Without forgiveness, the funeral risks being marred by tension, and some parties may even shun the proceedings, he warned. He further emphasized that as a former head of state, Mr. Lungu deserves a dignified burial, adding that the current standoff undermines Zambia's values as a Christian nation.
Let us learn to forgive. All parties did wrong, okay? And we are saying, why can't we bury the past? The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All that has gone, the new has finally come. Thank God we are in the new dawn. But let us live to the reality of the new dawn, where we bury the past and we begin to toil a new path. That's what the Lungu family needs, and that's what the Zambian government needs to do. Therefore, we'll be able to move.
Opposition Zambia We Want Secretary General Muhavi Lungu has challenged all political parties contesting in the 2026 general elections to hold democratic party conventions. Mr. Lungu said conventions are a vital democratic symbol as they ensure that presidential candidates are selected based on merit rather than personal interests. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program on the topic National Matters, Mr. Lungu stressed the need for transparency and accountability and the selection of party leaders. Party conventions where a presidential candidate is elected must be done democratically to guarantee that those representing the party have been genuinely chosen by the people, said Mr. Lungu. He added that even if a political party president is sponsoring the party, they should still be subjected to scrutiny and accountability from members through intra-party elections. Mr. Lungu further urged Zambians to make democratic conventions a key condition before giving political parties their votes in next year's general elections.
Political parties also have internal democracy within themselves in accordance to the rules that their own constitution sets. But there has to be a minimum. Because what has been happening in this country where an individual can just wake up one day, go and register a political party, make himself or herself president of a political party, and then goes and starts calling myself President Lungu, President Mohabi Lungu. You have had no particular, you have no legitimacy, and every person who does that, they just go register a political party and declare themselves president, is not legitimate.
President Hakainde Hichilema has officially handed over 119 fully equipped ambulances to the Ministry of Health, procured under the Constituency Development Fund CDF, with a strong call for their responsible management and utilization to enhance healthcare service delivery across the country. The handover was officiated by the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialualo, who delivered a speech on behalf of the President at the ceremony held in Lusaka today. In his remarks, President Hichilema said the deployment of the ambulances demonstrates government's unwavering commitment to safeguarding the health and safety of Zambians, as well as its resolve to address pressing issues affecting communities. The ambulances are equipped with state-of-the-art medical equipment to enable health personnel to administer primary medical procedures as patients are being transported, said President Hichilema. He emphasized the critical role that the ambulances will play in bridging the gap between communities and health facilities, particularly in rural and remote areas. President Hichilema also directed the Ministry of Health to ensure that all medical staff assigned to operate the ambulances are adequately trained in basic life support, including emergency response and first aid.
The ambulances which are being handed over today are lifelines for many and are therefore equipped with state-of-the-art equipment to help medical personnel to perform primary medical procedures to the patients as they are being transported. This is an important investment in the health of our people. We are giving our health care professionals the tools they need to continue their life-saving work. And in doing so, we are building a healthier, stronger community for generations to come.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on the Bowen radio station. The usual update midweek, where currency 1.18 is the euro, 1.36 is the pound, as the American president jets into London to meet the king. 17.37 East African rand, 7.10 Chinese yuan, and the 1.73, you are driving a Toyota Japanese yen, 0.66 just in case you're going to Australia, 7.81 in case you're heading into India, medication or just a visit. And on the commodity side, I'm looking at 5.33, that is wheat 4.28, corn 10.45, soybean 7.435. That is cocoa lovers, and of course are those going in towards Catherine Sele, take note 3665.00 gold and ounce. Vis-a-vis the currency market in Lusaka, Zambia, the whole nation, Kwacha doing well. The IMF extended credit done to next year, I believe, was 4 April, March somewhere there, and are pushing our currency on a positivity. Take note, you have TVs again tomorrow. The Kwacha yesterday just did a bouncing back. I'll use the word Dununa reverse, went as low as 23.65. That was Stanbic Bank, but all of a sudden the evening they took it back again, 24.82 as I'm talking to you. If you're driving, diesel 67, jet fuel rather at 63.8 and a Brent crude 67.83, that is no good news. It looks like the pump going up. The copper has dropped from the 10,000 per ton we saw yesterday, rather on the Monday, down to 9965 and Nikon 15.26. So all in all, that's the info for you, where the Kwacha is saying it is stable. It gone back to 23.85, and buying as low as 23.4, 23.5. That's where the banks are. But TBUs tomorrow, I like goes down yet again. Enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In Africa news, reports say gunmen on motorbikes have shot dead 22 people, most of them attending a baptism ceremony in an attack on a village in western Niger. A resident told the French news agency AFP that 15 people were killed at the ceremony in Tillabéri region, which borders Mali and Burkina Faso, before moving elsewhere and killing seven others. Niger's military government has struggled to contain jihadist violence in the region.